It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The resignation of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez brings to a close a controversial tenure and removes one source of conflict between the White House and Congress. It doesn't mean the end of congressional investigations into the firings of federal prosecutors, and difficult confirmations hearings may lie ahead for the president's choice to replace Gonzalez. Joining us now is NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president praised his attorney general yesterday, but in a brief statement, he also made it clear he was angry over how Gonzalez has been treated, as most especially recently. He also acknowledged something for the first time.
He did. For months, Renee, through the spring and summer, the White House has always insisted that at the Justice Department, it was business as usual. No problems at all. Everything functioning fine. That changed yesterday. The president was forced to admit that Gonzalez had indeed become a liability. And without saying the actual words, he acknowledged that his loyalty to him wasn't enough to keep Gonzalez in the job. The president was in Texas. He's been on vacation there. You could hear in his voice yesterday, as he spoke, that this was not a pleasant thing for him to come to grips with. Here's the president.
It's sad that we live in a time when a talented and honorable person like Alberto Gonzalez is impeding from doing important work because his good name was dragged through the mud for political reasons.
The president's critics, though, note that his statement ignores one very basic fact, that Republicans also lost faith in Gonzalez, that it wasn't just Democrats, that Gonzalez's conflicting versions of events and shifting explanations over time are what really hurt his credibility.
And looking ahead now to a replacement, the most prominent name to emerge has been that of the Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. Could an announcement of any name come soon?
It could come at any time. There's a sense the White House wants to get this done, but it's not a done deal yet. Chertoff's name comes up more than anyone else. He certainly has qualifications. He's a former federal judge. He's also a former assistant attorney general. The president thinks very highly of him, but he has one big piece of baggage that would likely get a full and possibly ugly airing in any confirmation hearing: Hurricane Katrina. As Homeland Security Secretary, he was the man in charge of the response to Hurricane Katrina.
And as it happens, the president arrives in New Orleans this evening. What are his plans on what is tomorrow going to be the second anniversary of that storm? But a storm, as you pointed out, also marks one of the low points of his presidency.
Absolutely. Again, this too is going to be a difficult day for the president. He's going to visit a school. He'll also in New Orleans. He'll head out to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, and he brings what he says is a positive message: $114 billion federal dollars allocated, 90% of that spent already or available to states to draw from. He'll say that he's committed to New Orleans rebound. But he faces so much skepticism. Certainly there may be problems with how the money has been dispersed and the progress of things on all levels of government, but that doesn't let the president off the hook, and a whole lot of people just view anything he says skeptically.
And before he gets to New Orleans, the president's going to talk about Iraq again to veterans.
Another difficult topic in a difficult week for the president. This is part of that tour, selling his Iraq policies, trying to maintain some level of public support to keep people from abandoning him completely in advance of the big report we're all expecting mid-September from General David Petraeus.
Don, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.